All right. Hello. I'm doing another one of these 5 minute podcast things. Still a horrible word, isn't it? Podcast. Pod. Pods. It's like testicles, I would say. I'm going to kick you in the pods, like, as a joke, maybe to my son. I'd never kick him in the pods. He's 10. But that's the kind of podcast. And then cast is what you do when you're fishing it, or if you're a wizard and you do it with spells. Or if you're making things, pottery, things out of pots, pottery things, pots out of pot. Do you make pots out of pot? Pot is a drug. Fucking hell. Right, what was I going to do? Yeah, anyway, it's been a while since I've done one of these years, isn't it? And you're getting another one, whether you like it or not. I should do a little tune, shouldn't I? Podcast. Yeah. All right, there you go. Actually, no intro. I'm already a minute 20 in. Is that all? Felt like weeks. Flirting. Cis white male flirting, middle-aged man flirting, married man flirting, combine all of that. Flirting. I'm not very good at flirting, never have been. Hideously shy, anxious, afraid of failure. Therefore you don't expose yourself to these things, do you? And the only real reference you've got is things like rom-coms and your mates. And again, my mates were hardly Lotharios. And then rom-coms are just, by my perception and the way I view them and always have viewed them because of my cynicism, I suppose, and my discomfort in social interactions, meant that there is no way I would throw too many compliments around. And they'd usually be in the guise of knob gags, that kind of thing. Or maybe even things like, I remember I did go, I did meet a girl in a Fifth Avenue, it was. She was very keen, which is unusual for me. Honestly, you know, I mean, despite my outward appearance and confidence, I've not had much luck on that front. But I just remember this girl, she was very keen, Fifth Avenue. We'd had about 7 bottles of Reef, or whatever it was we drank in those days. And then we went back to hers. It turns out she was a Christian, which was fine, because it made that first night a bit more comfortable in a sense, you know, in front of the shrine and Jesus watching and all of that. But I remember the next day we went, and I went to pick her up, and we were both hungover, and the first thing I said, which I know now, and probably knew then really, but the awkwardness is like, oh, you look tired. And then she said to me, that's not the first thing you say. And then that kind of set the tone really. So we went for a coffee. And then I suggested go to the cinema. She said she didn't like the cinema. So that was it. Pretty much gave up, because it's just too much hard work, isn't it? I mean, it's like dealing with, you know, it's why I don't deal with people in general, I suppose. It's just people are hard work. And if anybody's going to make me feel uncomfortable deliberately or not, I just can't be bothered dealing with it. So yeah, that's about as much as I've got to say on the matter. I wouldn't even know where to start now. When you look at youngsters dating, on the dating scene, courting now, I wouldn't even know where to fucking start. It would be general chit chat. And hope we both got so drunk we ended up getting married or something. Cut out all that middle bit. That's probably what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking now, bearing in mind I'm 44 and it's unlikely to happen again. So that's my, they are there, T-H-E-R, no, T-H-E-Y apostrophe, R-E, my thoughts. I hope that was helpful. Love you all anyway. Sleep well. Good night. 5 minutes.